You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
August the 23rd, 2021. Again, this is August 23rd. President Biden had said we'll have all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by August 31. The Pentagon says it is considering leaving troops past August 31. The Taliban is saying if they're still here past August 31, we're going to have an issue. We will not have all of the Americans out of Afghanistan by August 31. And did President Biden not say we will not leave until we get every American out? Right now, the military, the Pentagon, I should say, is reporting that we've been speeding up evacuations. We've got nearly 11,000 out in the past 24 hours, but that's using the Kabul airport. See, we abandoned Bagram Airfield. Military says we will not make an effort to take it back because we know that would be a massive battle. The Pentagon did order several American commercial airlines to join in the evacuation of tens of thousands of Afghans and foreigners. Oh, and of course, U.S. citizens. But again, the U.S. continues to say, at least I'm quoting right now, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, how many Americans are currently in Afghanistan awaiting evacuation? That was a question for National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. His answer, we cannot give you a precise number. We believe it is several thousand. No way they're going to get them all out by August 31. And they do know how many Americans are in country, or at least it's easy for them to find out. We'll get into that in more detail in the next segment. And, of course, over the weekend, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said intel assessments on Taliban retaking the country, he said we expected it could be a year or 2 years, but nobody expected it to be in 11 days. Well, actually, there was an intel report sent out in July to the Secretary of Defense and others saying it could happen very rapidly once they know we're leaving. The FDA granting full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for those 16 and older. Now, here's what's going to happen. With that one granted, look for the others. Maybe it happened quickly, but the main thing is then look for additional mandates for businesses, universities, government operations, local, national. The Pentagon also says, well, once we have that, we can mandate all active duty service members get shots, be vaccinated. Something like 30%+ of active duty military have said we don't want it. And it's not just in this country that folks are having concerns and don't want to be ordered to take a vaccine. 175,000 marching in demonstrations throughout France Saturday, something like 220 different demonstrations. They were against a so-called health passport, which means you've been vaccinated. And they're saying, we don't want your pass. We want liberties. That's in France. Oh, the Davos-based World Economic Forum says, you know what? We have a good way to track people, even if they're wearing a mask. Of course, with the mask on, it's hard to use facial surveillance to find people. Here's what they're suggesting. We can come up with a machine that would track your heartbeat, and we can use that to find you. Does that make you feel really good? You got the big one coming on now? if it's Monday, we must have a death count out of Chicago over the weekend. We do. 40 wounded and 29 shootings in Chicago. 7 killed. Andrew Cuomo, this is his last day in office. He's on his way out, but he continues to deny any wrongdoing. In his statement, he said, "You know me, I'm a fighter." In other words, he's still standing tall and saying, "I didn't do anything wrong, and I handled COVID-19 perfectly." Perfectly. Taking some additional shots at all of his opponents. And I'm sure that statement about how he handled COVID-19 goes well with those who lost family in nursing homes.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We know of no circumstance where American citizens are carrying an American passport or trying to get through to the airport.
My office has been on the phone with hundreds and hundreds of Americans and Afghans who report Taliban gangs outside the airport beating people with sticks and pipes and chains, confiscating passports, confiscating visas. It is not a free passage situation in Kabul right now to the airport, and it remains that way today. That's something that Joe Biden needs to stop today. He needs to commit to getting out every American and stop playing word games by saying things like, well, every American who wants to go, or as many Americans as we can. It needs to be clear. We'll get out every American from behind Taliban lines.
And at the same time, the administration says we don't know how many Americans are there. You were listening then to Senator Cotton of Arkansas, Republican, as he appeared on Maria Bartiromo over the weekend. And he said Biden's just wrong when he says Americans are not being threatened or Afghans are not being threatened, that they can all get to the airport just fine. There have been numerous reports of Americans, and not just from Fox News, but other sources as well. They're trying to get through the Taliban that's encircling the airport in Kabul, the civilian airport. Keep in mind, that's what we're having to use because part of our pullout, we suddenly decided to abandon Bagram Airfield. And everything there, including equipment, everything there, is now in the hands of the Taliban. And we could use that air base and that field to help evacuate more Americans faster and Afghans that we need to bring out that did help us during the last 20 years, them and their families. Because the Taliban, if they find them first, well, there'll be a price to pay. And we have to worry about how many Americans might be caught in that, might already have been executed by the Taliban. We in no way of knowing. And here's the thing. The Taliban leadership might have one approach of what they want to do, but you've got so many cogs and various idiots in the midst of that whole group out there with rifles and often now U.S. military rifles and U.S. grenades, things of that nature. They may decide to carry out their own justice on the spot. I mentioned in news and commentary that the Pentagon had ordered American commercial airliners to help in this evacuation. I want to stress to you, because I probably did not make it clear enough at that point, these planes, American, Delta, Hawaiian, United, that's some of them, will not be actually going into Karzai International Airport in Kabul. What they're using them for is to pick up folks that are brought out of Kabul, picking them up at some of our bases in Qatar, Bahrain, Germany, and then help those folks get on to their destination. If they actually have a destination, some, if they're Afghan folks who were rescuing, they may not have a specific destination, but they may end up going to Greece, Germany, France, U.S. So we'll help expedite to get them there and take the pressure off the arrival points outside Kabul. But when Biden says there's just not that big of a deal, that's what he said the other day. I mean, we've heard of no cases of violence. I don't know how you could be a commander-in-chief and just say, simply because we haven't heard about it, it doesn't exist. And that issue came up over the weekend. And again, Biden made his remarks on Friday. Remember when he finally decided to come out and have a news conference? Oh, and keep in mind, he was actually going to go home back to Delaware after that news conference. Somebody said, I think you better stay here. You know, it looks better if you just stay here at the White House. So, okay, I'll stay here. And over the weekend, you had Jake Sullivan, his national security advisor, appearing on CNN, and they were talking about security outside the airport. And one of the incidents that got a lot of publicity was a 3 or 4 year old child who was a member of a Afghan family that one of the members of the family had helped U.S. and allied forces, and they were trying to get out of the country because they knew they were targeted for death. Well, there was such a crush of people trying to get against and into the airport at Kabul, a stampede, and this 3 or 4 year old child was killed. Now, that apparently an accident, but still there's a death that is basically upon the hands of us in the way we've handled this thing. But again, you got Jake Sullivan, national security advisor, saying, oh, security outside the airport, we're doing pretty good.
What we are doing every single minute of every single hour of every single day is working to establish as much order and security outside that airfield as possible to create safe passage for all civilians, including the Afghans who work for us, to the airport to get them on planes and get them out. And we are not going to rest until we have followed through on getting visas to all of those people and getting them on planes and getting them out of the country.
We're not going to rest. Okay, we'll find out how fast that goes down the tubes. We're already hearing from the Pentagon that they're considering leaving troops past August 31 after consulting with President Biden and allies, but say we're not going to try to take back Bagram Airfield to help with the evacuations. And the Taliban's response to, you're going to be here after August 31? I don't think so. So I don't know what's going to happen the next few days. Intel might actually have some information, might be telling the Biden administration, or not. Biden, you know what he's spending his time today? He is at the White House. He's not going to spend any time on Afghanistan, not publicly. He's redirecting his focus to deal with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's budget resolution for the infrastructure spending spree. That's right. That $5 trillion infrastructure battle. We're going to look at that. We're going to focus on that. Yeah, we need to get that more money passed around under the auspices of COVID relief when it's just a grab bag. Oh, and he might actually deal with He might deal with something with border crossing. We're not sure if he'll do that. We do know that he is going to meet at some point today with the Women's National Basketball Association champions. Hey, that'll be a good photo op. So the question over the weekend to the security advisor, Jake Sullivan, was a very forward, very, very direct question from an anchor at CNN. The question and somewhat of an answer.
Can you just tell us, do you know how many Americans and legal permanent residents are currently in Afghanistan awaiting evacuation?
Thanks for having me, Brianna. We cannot give you a precise number, but we believe that it is several thousand Americans who are we are working with now to try to get safely out of the country. The reason we can't give you a precise number is that we ask Americans when they come to Afghanistan to register with the embassy. Many come and do that, but then they leave and never deregister. Many others come and don't register at all. That is their right. It was their right, of course, to remain in Afghanistan as long as they wanted, and it's our responsibility to get them out. That is what we are in the process of doing right now. We are working hard to organize groups of Americans, to bring them on the airbase, to get them on flights, and get them out of the country.
Blah, 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 blah. It's on and on and on. I mean, it's just that you get nothing. Now, he says we can't give you a precise number. I'm going to give him just a little wiggle room. Okay, you can't tell me it's 31,102. You could tell me it's 31,000 or more. And when he said, you know, if they didn't register with the embassy, we don't know if they're there. And if they left the country, even if they'd registered, we don't know if they're there. That did not sound right to me. Set off alarms. So I'd called Fred Flight, Center for Security Policy. I'd already had him booked for today's program. And we discussed it in the previous hour. If you missed that hour, remember you can always go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com, or LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, and pull up the podcast. Quentin will have that program and this hour up probably by, at the very latest, 20 minutes after we sign off today. But I'd ask Fred, that doesn't sound right, Fred. When you go in, they check your passport. They verify that you have a legitimate passport. It gets scanned. And when you leave, you have to do the same thing, right? And Fred said, you're absolutely right, Larry. So they know. There's a database they can pull up right now, on Americans who went into Afghanistan and those who have left. A little ciphering would say, okay, we had this many come in, this many went out, minus that number equals, I mean, it's pretty simple math, and the numbers are there for you. Now, they do not know where they might be in country. That I understand. And we don't know special ops crews on the U.S., SEALs, Army MARSOP, whatever type of crews they're using are going through trying to find Americans and get them out. We know some British ops have done that and in the process actually rescued some Americans. They were after some British citizens they knew were there, and thank God they found some Americans, brought them out as well. So that, I hope, is going on, but you can't really give it publicity. The Taliban knows it's probably happening. They're watching for it. But there have also been cases where Americans with American passport report they come to one of the gates. They can't get to the U.S. gate entrance where our U.S. troops are guarding it at the air base. So they went around and tried to go on the other side where the Germans are guarding that side. And they were waving the U.S. passport, but the German troops wouldn't let them come through with the U.S. passport. So how many, the question here now this time for Secretary of State Blinken, on Fox News with Chris Wallace. How many have we evacuated?
Last 24 hours, about 8,000 people on about 60 flights evacuated from Kabul Airport. Since this effort began at the end of July, about 30,000 people all told on our military flights and on charter flights that we've helped to organize and get out of the airport. We've now asked through authority that the president has
airlines to help participate in moving people not out of Kabul, but from these third country sites where we're taking them as we finish processing them, going through security checks. We've reached agreements with about two dozen countries over four continents who are now helping or are soon going to help with the transit of people out of Kabul. And this is one way to make sure we have enough flight capacity to move people from those places to their ultimate destinations.
Again, that's Secretary of State Blinken. He's Secretary of State. Should I change my pronunciation of Kabul to Kabul like he does? He's the first person I've heard in any part of the administration say it's Kabul. That's a small little thing, but I mean, he's saying that we're doing everything. We got other people working for us. We're doing it. And the same thing being echoed by Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor.
For the American citizens right now who are sitting at home, we will be reaching out and contacting you. We've already spoken with nearly all of them over the past 24 or 48 hours. We'll be making a plan for you to come to the airport. And we have secured the capacity to get large numbers of Americans safe passage through to the airport and on to the airfield. The goal here is to move people as rapidly and safely and efficiently as possible. That's what we're doing.
I hope to hell that's a true statement, because there are Americans that are watching it by any means they can in Afghanistan, trying to figure out what's going to happen next. And, of course, Biden will be hosting the WNBA champions later today. And Acosta and CNN attacking Trump. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Would you like to learn more about cryptocurrency, how to buy crypto merchandise? Get your answers at the first Crypto World Store, now in St. Charles. Grand opening Tuesday, August 24th, starting at 10 a.m. You got to see this store. For more information, visit firstcryptoworld.com. firstcryptoworld.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There was a moment from Trump's rally last night where he started talking about vaccines, seemed to, you know, indicate his support for people getting vaccinated, and then this happened. Let's watch.
I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay?
Not exactly a profile in courage there from the former president.
It's always the same with him. It's always the same. Remember the famous, you know, we're recommending masks for everyone, but not for me. I just don't see it when I greet, you know, kings and queens and dictators. This is the, and when you look at his response when the crowd booed him, this is why he has never gone full throttle in support of vaccinating his base, because he knows they are reluctant and he doesn't want to alienate them. And he'd rather they die than alienate them. Really a shameful, a pathetic, weak performance.
Good God. There is no shame with these guys on CNN, NNN. That was Jim Acosta, accosting Acosta, beginning the piece, talking about the Trump rally that took place in Alabama Saturday night. That is a city that has declared a COVID emergency, but they had this large rally outdoors. I think it was outdoors. I'm not even sure about that. But either way, they're just attacking Trump for doing this. And the other person you heard speaking is Dr. Jonathan Reiner, medical professor at George Washington University, and saying that Trump would rather his supporters die. Do you think that's just a slight embellishment? Do you think that's a little bit of a, you know, just a, will you give me a little? He wants his, rather they die than alienate them. And then adding really a shameful, pathetic, weak performance. I could take that same phrase, shameful, pathetic, weak performance, and label Joe Biden right now, as we've got Americans still in Afghanistan waiting for word how they're going to get out. And the Taliban saying you cannot keep your troops here past August 31. And the administration saying we're not going to leave until we get every American out. But we don't know how many Americans are there. So they will never know if they got everyone out. But I'll tell you this right now. Here's the answer. They will not get every American out by August 31. They may say they have. They may say if they get another month that they got them all out. I wouldn't count on that. But they are looking at just another way to go after Trump. And there are people that do not want to get the vaccine for either personal or their own medical reasons. In the next segment, I'm going to tell you about how Facebook was trying to hide and bury a story about a doctor who died shortly after getting his first shot. Family says he was in perfect health. Now, whether or not the shot had anything to do with it, I don't know, but we do know for a fact Facebook just tried to cover it up. They didn't even want the possibility of the story to get out there. Well, today the FDA did grant full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for those 16 and older. That will probably open the door for many, many more mandates by either city, county governments and others and private businesses as well. And President Biden, well, this is something I can have a news conference on about. So he's going to hold one here shortly. He's going to talk about how Pfizer has approved this. And, of course, he's going to back federal officials who already reinstated mask mandates, even for the vaccinated. He's also backed mandates for kids in school. Said any Republicans opposing that, they want those children to die. That's what they want to tell you. When we come back, we're going to get into this in more detail. And before we wrap up today, how COVID is also playing a part in a decision by a animal rescue facility to shoot all the dogs in the facility, to kill them. I'll explain. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned, Ackerman Toyota for life.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow up than Mustang down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Do you think that this suspension, Scott, would have happened if the video was from a Democratic lawmaker?
No, I don't. And this is what has conservatives all been out of shape, is the double standards of all this, because it's not just the Fauci email that you referenced, but there have been other respected people other than Rand Paul who are actually Democrats or have been affiliated with Democrats who've said much the same thing.
That is CNN host Aaron Burnett questioning Scott Jennings, political analyst, and suggesting there might be some bias inside the networks of the coverage of anything that has to do with Trump or conservatives in any way, or COVID. In fact, specifically, Senator Rand Paul and his questioning of Dr. Fauci, anyway, goes on and on about how things are much better and we're doing everything right and we did not have gain of function. And Senator Rand Paul, you are stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. All right, to bring you up to speed here, the FDA today did approve Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for individuals 16 and older. Again, this is the Pfizer COVID vaccine. But what we've had from the left up to this point, doing everything they can to constantly double down on censoring anything deemed to be COVID misinformation. So now we've got this coming out as fully approved. Because previously, if I had put on my Facebook, or you did, or on your Twitter and saying, you know, there may still be some questions about Pfizer, hasn't been approved. If you said it hadn't been approved by the FDA, you're factually accurate, but they're considering that's misinformation because you might be scaring folks. And that is exactly what Aaron Burnett was raising that question on CNN with Scott Jennings, a political analyst, saying, do you think it the suspension of Dr. Rand Paul and his YouTube would have been carried out if he had said if he'd been a Democrat? And Jennings saying, of course not. We told you the other day how Facebook had suspended Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, from YouTube because he, in his video, accurately, I stress, noted the ineffectiveness of cloth masks. That's been proven. They're not that effective. Well, we could even quote Dr. Fake from the beginning, said they don't mean anything, won't work anyway. But what we're in now is a twilight zone controlled by state-controlled media. I can just put up on my Facebook account or a promo for this program saying we're going to talk about the latest on COVID. And I'll guarantee you they immediately plaster up on that same page for factual information. Go to this site. Well, let's talk about factual information for a moment. Facebook. This is a report by the New York Times. I cannot stress to you enough, this was written by the New York Times. So I guess you think they're going to be banned and they're going to lose some credibility with Facebook? Are they going to have them shut down or something of that nature? The New York Times reported, Facebook buried data showing a story reported in establishment news outlets about the death of a healthy doctor who took Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, the one and the same, that now has been approved, full approval, no longer an experimental drug. FDA today giving full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 if you're 16 and older. They buried the death about a healthy doctor who took that same vaccine in the first quarter of 2021. It was reported to some extent at that point. But if you look for it on Facebook or anything, you had to look really hard, had to really know how to search for it. The New York Times actually decided to do an inquiry into that and realize, why did you do that? How did you do it? Well, Facebook issued a statement saying, well, we shelved the data so we could make, quote, fixes first. Not clear what those fixes are. They didn't identify that. They said we did a report on it, but executives never shared it with the public because it might make it look bad for the company. That's according to internal emails the New York Times was publishing, emails between Facebook execs acknowledging, yeah, we shouldn't have done it that way, but let's don't let the public know it makes us look bad. You think? That report, a copy of which the New York Times said it got, was the most viewed link, was that article suggesting coronavirus vaccine led to the death of a Florida doctor. The doctor, a Miami Beach obstetrician, family says he was in otherwise good health, in his 56 years old, died in January, 2 weeks after he got his first dose. And the question was, is he the first of many deaths that may come from the vaccine? So parents are concerned about their children because there's no long-term study at all, even though it's approved now by the FDA. Others are concerned that, you know, I don't know if it's helping or not. And because President Trump at the rally in Alabama the other day said, I really encourage you. I got it, you know, but I know it's your body. You make a decision. Well, then the leftist state-controlled media want to immediately say, well, he doesn't care if his supporters die. there are folks that have legitimate reasons and concerns. And it's not just in this country. You would think, oh, it must just be Americans the way they're doing. No, no. Saturday, 175,000 in 200-plus demonstrations throughout France. 15,000 just in Paris. They were fighting against what is called a health passport, pass sanitaire, that they had to prove that they had a COVID vaccine. In Paris, they were holding up signs reading Liberté, Liberty, chanting the slogan, Macron, we don't want your pass. That is, of course, the Prime Minister of France. And there's been a report out that thousands of fake vaccination documents have been spreading throughout the country, and they came from China. They did. But when you look at CNN and the other left-wing media, that would include Facebook, when the question came up by Erin Burnett with one of her guests, political analyst Scott Jennings, asking about, so again, you think that if it hadn't been Rand Paul making a statement that got labeled and shut down by YouTube, it would have been okay? Is that right?
Michael Osterholm, who was Joe Biden's COVID advisor, University of Minnesota, respected guy, told Christiane Amanpour, who works here, on August the 3rd, when you look at a face cloth covering, those cloth pieces, they actually only have very limited impact. Then he told CNN in a later interview that we know today that many of the cloth coverings people wear are not very effective. So Rand Paul is not on an island, and I recognize that there are people who vehemently disagree, but he's hardly the only person raising these questions. So for Republicans, they're like, why does somebody like Osterholm get to run out and say this, and it's fine, but Rand Paul gets banned from YouTube? This is what has Republicans been out of shape.
And all over the nation, various groups are coming together. In Michigan, there's a strict regulation that you have to have a COVID pass to work. And they had a massive crowd show up at a hearing in Michigan to deal with this and support a bill that would prohibit employers from threatening, firing, discriminating, retaliating against, or refusing to hire the workers. And many of those who showed up were wearing hospital scrubs. They are members of the hospital community, health community. One healthcare worker, being quoted by the Epoch Times, did not want her name used, saying, here's how it works in my hospital. Management first suggests we get vaccinated. After two suggestions, we get a warning. After three suggestions, we get suspended, escorted out of the building. And you got Michigan State University Medical Center saying, when your boss tells you to get vaccinated or get fired, I'd call that coercion. And that's what a lot of people are fighting against. And some have said, look, treat us like adults. Let us make our own decision. But then you get idiots like Sean Penn saying, hey, you don't want to wear a mask. You don't want to get the shot. So I'm glad to have you back in the theaters watching around movies. But if you're not going to, his Flag Day film premiered this month. He said, I come see the film, but stay home if you don't have a shot and you're not going to use a mask. He said, you can't just run around pointing a gun in somebody's face. That's what you're doing if you're unvaccinated. Sean Penn, of course, long known for supporting Russian, Cuban, Venezuelan dictators. And there they have no problem with imposing any law and demand they want on the people. Coming up, Nancy Pelosi still trying to defend Biden and what we're doing in Afghanistan, and a little bit more on COVID, in particular how COVID is linked to dogs being killed at a humane center. Stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Southern nights. Have you
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, as I told you earlier, the Biden administration is trying to do a spin away from the problems in Afghanistan. What else can we occupy ourselves with? Well, let me see. Let's talk about Pelosi and the infrastructure package that she needs help with. And Pelosi even holding a news conference on that. Oh, and in that news conference, she apparently got really angry and upset with a couple of reporters who dared ask what she thought about how Biden was handling Afghanistan. And she insisted no Americans are being left behind. She doesn't know. She just said it. You're supposed to just accept it. And Biden is having a news conference here, maybe shortly starting, about Pfizer COVID vaccine being officially approved by the FDA. You know, let's talk about that too. Anything but what's going on in Afghanistan. And he's also going to host the Women's National Basketball Association champ. So, you know, that's another reason to say, let's talk about something else. And the state-controlled media will suck it up like a dry mop in a hurricane. Do you know what the former CIA director, General Michael Hayden, did? He put out a split image the other day. Now, he's a retired U.S. Air Force four-star general, then also served as the director of the CIA, which you might have to examine that I in CIA. Isn't that supposed to stand for intelligence? Oh, okay, that's right. I'm sorry. It doesn't say intelligent. It says intelligence. He put out this split image that showed black-clad Islamic militants waving guns and flags from a line of the pick-em-up trucks as they're going through some territory, and put below that a caption, "They're Taliban." And below that was a line of pickup trucks with American flags and Trump 2020 flags, and he put under that the caption, "Ire Taliban." That is a former director of the CIA comparing Trump supporters to the Taliban and ISIS and Al-Qaeda. He put that out just as the Taliban took control again of Afghanistan. This is an example of what we're dealing with nowadays. And yet, you got the big tech companies and so forth deciding what you can or can't put on, or we'll shut you down. Nancy Pelosi can stand there and say, we're not going to leave any Americans behind, and have no evidence. It's just her statement. And Biden can say, we're going to get every American out. We're not going to leave until we get every American out. I'm telling you now, it won't happen that way. I pray it does, but I just don't think it will. I just hope no Americans get killed in the process. And we do have to be still concerned about COVID. And yes, we have other issues than Afghanistan facing our nation, such as, well, our southern border. There's another issue dealing also with COVID. While all of the major attention is focused on Afghanistan, and I'm all for giving it a lot of coverage, I do not want folks to forget or ignore what's happening on our border. Those who live along the border, they're not forgetting. They're dealing with it daily. And those who have someone suffering from COVID, are they trying to make a decision about, do I get a vaccination? And if I get a vaccination, do I have to wear the mask? Is it going to be effective? Will it be harmful? Those are legitimate problems for individuals and families and issues and trying to make a decision. So we can do more than just focus on one issue. We try to on this program. That's why I changed gears a lot. Which brings me to a story I've been promoting throughout the day, and that is a city pound, a rescue facility, decided to start shooting the dogs. Just shoot them. It's linked to COVID in this fashion. Those running the rescue shelter were fearful of the people that might be coming to pick up the dogs because they were going to close it down, and they're afraid the people that come might be carrying COVID. So rather than coming to pick up the dogs, we'll get rid of them. And the quickest way to get rid of them is a bullet. So they were shooting the dogs, killing them. Word got out. Well, immediately, dog lovers in particular and even other lockdown folks were really upset. Now, this is happening in New South Wales. It's been under constant lockdown. But because some folks are willing to come over and take the dogs out of the pound and give them another place to stay for a while, they were afraid, well, we don't want to be exposed to those people, so let's just kill the dogs and don't bite for them to come rescue. People are incensed, and rightly so. Oh, and British comic Ricky Gervais, outspoken critic supporting animal rights, said that was really stupid. Well, let me see. The word is C with a bunch of asterisks. Stupid C. You'll have to figure that one out. I can't do that. As always, I appreciate you listening. Let your friends and family know. And remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.